prattle, to talk or chatter idly or meaninglessly. I've been eavesdropping on my 8-year-old grandson as he interacts with his device. I've noticed that he watches videos of adults who prattle. Now I realize that my generation will not appreciate everything that the younger generations do. However, this morning I was sitting in bed doing some computing work when he came in and got in bed beside me. In order to share the moment, I turned my attention to him to hear what he had to say and observe what he was listening to. It turns out that he was watching a young man dressed in a Spider-Man outfit who called himself Tom Holland. His character did nothing but walk into stores talking nonstop to people whom he had not engaged about observations that no one was interested in or listening to. I kept expecting Tom to say or do something funny. It never happened. He did have a shtick, the suit, but it was filled with inane nonsense. It struck me that my grandson, who is very intelligent, was captivated by the costume to the point where the character inside of it was tolerated. Well, he eventually switched over to a video of a sketcher artist who roughed out a few characters with pencil and paper while talking nonstop without making any points or sense. The sketcher had a different hook than Spidey, but underneath they were filled with the same empty noise. This is scary. As a Christian who knows that the power of life and death are in our words, I see anyone who creates a river of words with no specific course is simply trying to mislead you. And there, in fact, may be no destination. You're just being swept along by the prattle in order to reduce your life to meaninglessness. Some of you may be thinking, lighten up, it's just fun. But fun is to relieve the stress of toil in which things are accomplished. It is not an admirable end in itself. I have fun. I enjoy a good joke. I enjoy some nonsense in small measure once in a while. And I understand that children should have more fun than adults. But the scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. This scripture tells us that training is important for a child to shape their destiny. Overt training is impactful, but it is often inadequate to have a controlling effect on the person being trained. Accidental training is much more powerful because it happens in our leisure without the threat of being tested later. Such training is subtle, and its lessons are often subliminal. Electronic devices are wonderful because of all that they offer. Electronic devices are terrible because of all that they offer. In that world, everyone is reaching out for likes, for hits, and so they do what is necessary to increase their audience or customer base. The truth has never been and never will be popular among the masses. They don't want to be serious. They don't want change. They just want to be entertained and have fun. So prattle captivates them. Do we really need 24/7 news or 24/7 weather or one talk show after the other that just engage in prattle? No, we don't technically need them any more than an addict needs heroin before they try it the first time. But we're hooked on prattle, and we are enabling our children to get hooked on prattle. Prattle is not the truth, and so the power that it wields is toward death. The truth sets us free and gives us power to become what we were created to be, a son of God. My destiny is bound to the words that I hear and speak, and so is yours, and so is your child's.